Amen. Well, it's really good to be here today. And I'm truly honored just by how many people did show up today. Amen. I'm so grateful to see both young and old here today. If you see me move around, don't get surprised or too excited, but a lot of you are towards the back, and so I want to make sure I get a chance to see you. Amen. How's everybody doing today?
Amen.
Amen. God's already been speaking to us, hasn't he?
He has.
And he's been speaking to us mightily, and the main thing I've already heard is he's going to take care of us in these last days. And we don't want anybody to be fearful. We want everybody to be excited and expecting the good things of the Lord in these days that we live in. God is a faithful God, and he's going to take care of us. He's taken care of us this far. He's going to take care of us all the way.
Yeah.
That's God's end time guarantee, and that's the title of the message today. God's end time guarantee, and that guarantee is that he's going to hold us up.
Yeah.
Amen. He's going to hold us up.
Yeah.
He loves us very much.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And just because of that promise, it just makes us want to yield ourselves and allow God's Spirit to conform us to his image, to be all that he desires us to be.
Right.
Amen. Eye is not seen, ear is not heard what God has prepared for them that wait on him. Amen. That fear him. Amen. That respect him. I tell you what, aren't you excited?
Yeah.
I'm excited for the days ahead, and I want to be all that God wants me to be. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm here this morning to encourage you to be all that God wants you to be. Glory to God. Some scripture. Hallelujah. We're going to read out of Matthew 7:21. Amen. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But there's a lot of people that address God as Lord, don't they? Amen. But they have no relationship with him. Amen. But he that doeth the will of my Father is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many works? See, that's the problem there. Many have done that, but not through the power of God, not with the, they need God's leading,
Amen.
God's direction.
Right.
God's opening up of the doors.
That's right.
And so we need to be obedient servants to what the Lord is saying to us. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. There are a lot of people, you understand, that are out doing their own thing in these last days and trying to accomplish their own kingdom. But we're to accomplish the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. They're on the wrong side of the cross. But I want to share with you that God knows you. Amen. And if you're a Christian today and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you've been open to the Spirit of God to fill in your life, I tell you what, God is going to take care of you.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how high the gas prices go. It doesn't matter how high the oil gets. You ever wonder? We get concerned about those things. But God, somebody say God.
God
is going to take care of us.
Yeah.
That doesn't make him tremble.
That's right.
Amen. But what it makes us do is seek him.
Amen.
Seek him for answers. And he's got answers. Call on me and I will answer thee. And tell thee great and mighty things that you know not of. Jeremiah 33:3. Amen?
Amen?
God is an answering God. His service is always open.
Amen.
You don't have to go through a lot of things. You don't have to push a lot of buttons. Amen. But like the little children saying, just a little talk with Jesus makes it all right.
Amen. All right. Yeah.
And I spent a lot of time having those little talks with Jesus. How about you?
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Is it possible for the Lord to know us even before we were born? Now, this is a powerful thing, and that's what I'm going to emphasize today. You know, Jacob was chosen from the womb. Samson was chosen. John the Baptist was chosen. And of course, we all know that Jesus was chosen. Amen. And Jesus is the leader of the way. Psalms 22:9-11. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast.
Yes.
I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me. Now, this is a beautiful word. For trouble is near, for there is none to help. But, you know, God is our helper. Can you say that?
Yes.
Is God your helper? Say, God is my helper.
God is my helper.
Hallelujah. We find that it is God who is our helper in a time of trouble. Listen to David's prayer. Psalm 71:6. By thee have I been holding up. David said, by thee have I been holding up. Man, I just think of the times when I grew up a foster child. 2 weeks before I was born, I was put into a foster home. But you know, God had a plan for me right from the beginning. You wouldn't believe the amount of people that came to our home over the years and made sure that somebody would go to church from our home. From the Nazarene church, from the Baptist church, from the Methodist church, from the Pentecostal church. They were at our door. You know what? There was just something that kept drawing me to it. I just kept on going. I just kept on going. You know, God has a genuine, say genuine, a genuine interest in your life. And if you think back of how many times God may have delivered you, God has taken care of you, God has helped you, He won't stop even in the last days. So we can actually get ready for these last days, difficult times with excitement, knowing that God is going to be there for us. Wow. Man, I tell you, now you just listen to the words that come to my mouth. There was a time when I was a fearful individual. I was very insecure, had no security. I didn't know God, that's why. But when I got to know the Lord, all He had to say is one thing to me. I love you.
That's right.
I love you.
That's right.
I tell you what, that changed my life. The day He told me, I love you.
Amen.
All of a sudden I knew it was going to be all right. Now, sure, the boat rocks. Oh, the boat of life, doesn't it? And it rocks pretty heavy at times. And there are times it looks like we're going to sink. Then God comes on the scene. We cry out like Peter did. Jesus! And just right there, in miraculous power, He helps us through.
Yeah.
We're here today, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you and you're looking at me. Glory to God. God has done that. Somebody praise the Lord this morning.
Yeah.
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 Yes, mighty God.
Yeah.
Thou art He that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of Thee. Psalm 71:14. But I will hope continually. Say continually. Isn't that nonstop? Nonstop. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, God is doing some miraculous things in these tent meetings. Oh, I'm excited about it. Glory to God. I'm excited about it. God's already done some tremendous things last night. Man, did I walk out of the tent feeling very changed. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And He's still doing a mighty work even right now. I want to tell you, God's still pouring it out. Receive it. Collect it. It's coming in. Hallelujah. Oh, I will hope continually. He will yet praise Thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. I want to repeat that. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. Hallelujah. Something tells me we should be doing something with our mouths all the day long. Hallelujah. Giving praise to God. Hallelujah. All the day long. If you're trying to work on something and it's not working, does God deserve praise still?
Yeah.
He sure does, I'll tell you what. And boy, things will get better when you praise the Lord. For I know not the numbers thereof. For I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of who? Of thine only. Hallelujah. God wants us to understand there is only one God, and they're going to find that through the message today. There is only one God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There is no other, and God tells us that, and you'll find it out. Here He speaks to His people, Isaiah 44:2, and He speaks to us today. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. That's a promise from God. If God, who will never lie, tells you he's going to do something, you can take that, amen, all the way to heaven.
That's right.
Amen. You can take it to the bank, but you're only going to get a little bit of interest. But you take it to God, you're going to get genuine interest. Say that. Genuine interest. Because God is concerned to multiply everything concerning our lives. He wants to increase everything in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. And one of the things he wants to increase is the amount of the Spirit in your life. And when you've got his Spirit, you've got it all. Say that. When I have his Spirit, I have it all. Say it again.
When I have his Spirit, I have it all.
You will lack nothing. Amen. Because you'll have all of the Father, all of the Son, and all of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I heard a praise the Lord there. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes. Woo! Praise the Lord. Oh, God heard that when someone said praise the Lord. Oh, I tell you, God's filling this tent. My goodness. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, you praise the Lord, you'll receive.
Right.
Start praising God, you're going to receive. Amen. Amen, Randy.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says in Isaiah 44:5, one shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Amen. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of Brother Forehand saying he's one of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I know I'm one of them. Amen. Hallelujah. And guess what? I'm one of you and you're one of me. Hallelujah. We all belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. This is what the Lord says. I am the first. Now this is powerful. This is the Lord speaking. I am the first. And listen, I am the last, and beside me there is no God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the rest are fakers, aren't they?
Right.
The rest are pretenders. The rest are deceivers. Oh, there is only one God. Hallelujah. Who can say that?
There
is only one God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we see a government that's trying to establish itself. Amen, Brother Paul. That's trying to include many gods. But you know there's only one God. Hallelujah. And the government is upon the shoulders of one person. What's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus. Say it again.
Jesus.
Say it one more time.
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And he goes on to say, and who as I shall call and shall declare it? And set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear not, neither be afraid. Boy, Jesus says that a lot, didn't he, when he was here on earth?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Fear not. It is I. And he says it today. Have I not told thee from the time and have declared it? You are even my witnesses. Now, I tell you, God is empowering us this last day to be his witness. He's training us up. He's strengthening us. You say, oh, I'm a fearful. I can never go in front of anybody. Oh, if God's in you, who can be against you? If God is in you, you can go anywhere.
Right.
If God is in you, you can go in front of thousands.
Right.
If it's God's will. You know why? Because he will fill you by his Spirit and power.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He will never lead us into something that he knows you're not ready. Are you taking confidence in the Lord today?
Amen.
Are you taking confidence? Who can raise their hand and say, I'm taking confidence in my God today?
Amen.
Amen. I'm taking confidence in my Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jeremiah's famous verse, Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. God knew us even before he formed us in the belly.
Right.
Glory to God. Even before conception took place, he knew us.
Amen.
He knew us.
Amen.
And before thou comest forth out of the womb, he says, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet in the nations. He said that to Jeremiah. What do we get out of all this? God who has chosen us even before the womb will take care of us. And I'm going to say it again. God, who has chosen us even before the womb, will take care of us. I don't know how that makes you feel, but it makes me feel pretty good that God chose me before the womb of my mother. And He has a plan for me. He has been revealing it to me, and He's going to reveal it to me right until I see it all in heaven.
Yes.
When every eye shall see Him. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited about that.
Yes, mighty God, mighty God.
It's a guarantee, and we're to be His witnesses to the end of the world.
Yes.
All we got to do is what? Cooperate.
Yes.
Submit.
Yes.
Say yes. Comply.
Yes.
With His conforming and His shaping and His arranging of every area of our life. Sometimes it's an enjoyable arrangement. Amen, sister. Sometimes it's an enjoyable arrangement. Sometimes it's a difficult arrangement. But we cooperate. Amen. We don't always understand. But are we told to rely on all of our understanding? Lean not on your own understanding, but it does tell us what Brother Paul brought forth to us last night. We're to trust Him. You know, love has to take on a greater meaning to us as believers. Trust. Man, absolute reliance. I know my God will hold me up and bring me through. Hallelujah. And when you have that hope, man, it doesn't matter how high the prices go, how difficult things are, you will know that my God will take care of me. God has brought me here today to encourage you to receive that today so that you walk out of this tent today, you will have no more fear if you'll receive the Word and the Spirit that He's bringing forth today. Listen to the awesome facts or promises given to us in Romans 8. Romans 8, 28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow. Listen to that foreknowledge. Before the womb, He knew you. Before the womb, He knew us. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, did He predestinate. That means determined from the womb or even before the womb. Them also that He called, He spoke to. Have you heard the voice of God in your life? And whom He called, them He also justified. That means He took away the penalty of sin. Aren't you glad for that? He took away the penalty of sin. He took away the penalty of sin. What's the penalty of sin? Death. He took away death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Upon Himself.
Amen.
Bore upon Himself and crucified it upon the cross and destroyed it. Hallelujah there. Glory to God. That's Jesus we're talking about there. And whom He justified, He also glorified. He filled Him with the Spirit. Isn't that a good exchange? Take out sin, fill with the Spirit. I like that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And He wants us to grow in that Spirit. Amen. What shall we say to all these things? What can we say? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?
Amen.
That's in these last days. Amen. He will provide. And listen, as needed, we will receive. Okay, understand the way God moves. As needed, we will receive. We'll have. Amen. We could walk out with nothing. But if God knows we're going to have need of it, He will provide. You're trusting Him? Whatever you need. And I'm serious about this. Very serious, because God has always done it with me. Whatever it is needed, I can say a lot of things. If you need a Bible and you're following the Lord, you'll get a Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Someone had genuine interest in you and gave you a Bible. If you need some counseling, God will bring somebody to counsel with you and minister you what you have need of right then. Amen. If you need deliverance, you know, and you're walking after the Lord, He'll bring somebody who'll come into your life and He'll take that out and deliver you. Amen?
Amen.
If you need money, He'll bring money.
Amen.
If you need a car, He'll bring a car.
Amen.
If you need a house, He'll bring a house.
Amen.
God provided a house for me. That's all I know. And Randy, too. Amen.
Yeah.
And their beautiful growing family. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. But that's a guarantee by God. Hallelujah. He knows what we have need of. If you're following the Lord, He knows you have need of a church. He'll give you a church.
Amen.
And in that church will be people who will minister to your needs. And you will have what you have need of.
That's right.
It will be provided unto you. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Glory. So who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Accusations are all just nullified.
That's right.
All nullified. It is God that justifies us. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yet rather, that he's risen again, who is at the right hand of God. Listen to what he does. He maketh intercession for us. You see, people can't condemn us because we have an interceder, an intercessor that's looking out for what we have need of. And somebody can condemn us. But if we're walking in the Lord and doing his will, all those condemnations will be just tossed aside. I've seen God move. And when we just keep doing what God wants us to do, He takes away the accusations, the condemnations. He removes them so they do not trouble us, so that we can continue on and accomplish the will of the Lord. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? We know about the great tribulation, don't we? Shall tribulation? No way. No way. Shall distress?
No.
How about persecution?
No.
All right. Famine?
No.
Okay. How about nakedness?
No.
No. Peril?
No.
Sword?
No.
Ah, isn't that good? That's very good. Nothing can separate us from the love of the Lord. As is written, for thy sake we're killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Death, this is my own. Death does not negate God's love. When Jesus died, it revealed God's love. When Jesus died, it revealed God's love.
Amen.
His resurrection then declared his love.
Amen.
And God's love perfects us by removing the fear, the doubt, and unbelief.
Right.
He wants to remove all fear, all doubt, and unbelief in your lives today so that you will say with me, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He shall provide for me.
Amen.
I am not afraid. I'm not dismayed. I know God will take care of me. Goes on to say in Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors.
Amen.
More. Somebody say more.
More.
I tell you think about that for some time. You're more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded, not even death, life, angels, principalities, powers, things present or things to come, not even height, depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God,
Amen.
Which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Lord spoke to me these words in the month of May. This message came a month ago. The Lord spoke to me in the month of May in the heat of adversity. How many know we're facing adversity?
Yeah.
We're facing opposition. It's rising up around the world. It's rising up where we live. This is what he says. Turn up the heat of advance. When the heat of adversity comes, turn up the heat of advance. Amen. That means you face that adversity and begin to go forward.
That's right.
You know what? When the enemy realizes you're not afraid, the enemy backs off. Amen. The enemy backs off. When you're determined to receive and to accomplish and to do, the enemy backs off. As Christian soldiers, our march is forward. Our sights are upward.
Amen.
Our command is onward.
Amen.
And our promise from God is that He will take care of us.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. That message was preached during our 2008 Miracle Prophetic Camp meeting. If you enjoyed that message, please consider sending an offering to Signs, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, spelled LISLENY, 13797 USA. And may God bless you richly for it, and it will only be used to buy more radio time. Thank you.